that used to think those lyrics were something different. I don't remember who it was.
What did I think?
Well, she says, until the sun goes up over Santa Monica Boulevard. And somebody I know thought it was, until the sun goes up, I'll be certain that I'm having some fun.
No. That was definitely not me.
Darn it.
Doesn't even sound like that.
This is the Colleen and Bradley show.
Comes up, I'm certain I'll be having some fun. Well, I mean, that's a clever...
Right? I mean, it makes sense.
Yeah, but...
Colleen and Bradley show, My Talk 1071, streaming live at MyTalk1071.com. Everything entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer, and it was cold yesterday. It was so cold.
Yeah, it was really chilly.
So the question I have...
this morning.
And Bradley and I live in a similar universe... in our homes, in that the heat and whether you turn it on or not is not dictated by the actual temperature, but rather the calendar. So because we are in September, it is not legal in our households to turn the heat on. But I'm always curious when it gets real cold like that, who buckles and turns the heat on and who doesn't? 651-641-1071. Did you turn the heat on last night?
No.
Holly, feel free to just like butt in when you got a call
We've got Mary waiting.
Oh, well, let's talk to Mary then. Hello, Mary.
Hi, Mary.
Mary, did you, did you turn the heat on last night?
Absolutely not, because I am your girlfriend in South Carolina. It's still 80 down here.
Okay,
oh,
rude,
Mary, rude.
I love you, but you know what? I have never turned. I've lived down here now for 2.5 years. I lived in St. Paul in St. Paul proper, you know, down by the colleges.
Yep.
And I would turn the furnace on, and inside my house, it would only get old house. It would only get to be 52 degrees. I had my jammies on, my robe on, blankies. Mm-hmm. I was so freezing. Yeah. I turned the heat on. But infrared heaters are my key.
Okay.
And so I have one that I moved down.
Right.
And when it gets cold down here, cold as in 52, I turn that on. It warms up my space. And I turn it off by 11 because the sun is heating up my space.
Look at you.
God, you have got a heating plan,
she
Mary.
She does. Mary, thank you so much. And thank you for bragging about the great weather.
Yeah, that's awesome. Do more of that.
Just kidding. It's fine. We love you, Mary. Thanks for calling, Mary. 651-641-1071. Did you turn the heat on last night? Okay, you didn't, obviously.
Of course not, because I'm not allowed to touch the heater. That's a lie, but I know better than to touch the heater. For fear that my fingers will get burned, but not by the furnace. my partner remember that episode? Never mind.
We have Jake on the line.
Oh, let's hi, Jake. Okay, let's go to Jake. Hi, Jake. Jake, did you turn the heat on last night?
No way. I kept the bedroom window wide open.
Really?
So you love the cold weather?
Only when I'm sleeping. I like it when it's cold. And I can do something to like warm up, but it's kind of weird. Just get a bunch of blankets or whatnot, take a hot shower, get under the blankets.
And just stay there and don't come out. Thank you for your call, Jake. I'm the same way with like, I love sleeping in the cold. And so piling a bunch of blankets up on the bed. And then once you're in there, do not move, because it is a rude awakening when you get out of that warm sandwich. That warm blanket sandwich.
Yeah, I just want the entire warm house sandwich.
I get it. Like, it's not fun to have cold toes. I will say, in a strange turn of events, my husband did try to turn the heat on yesterday.
And?
Well, we're having some work done on our house. And one of the things that they did at one point was reroute some heating. And they didn't finish the job.
Oh, interesting.
So our furnace was making noises, and I was afraid that my entire family was going to inhale fumes. Anyway, long story short, we had to turn it off, and it's still not working. So there's no heat at the Lindstrom house. But
You're not fine. You'll be fine, as my partner would say. Put on a shirt.
Well, okay. Are you walking around naked when it's this cold?
No, but I always hear like, put on more clothes. And I'm like, I shouldn't have to.
But were you not a little bit excited to dig into the cozies? I was. I was like, I'm putting the cozies on. I got the sweatpants.
I mean, I'm grateful for you, but I don't live life that way, man. My favorite thing in the whole wide world is that when I lived on my own, and I always lived in old apartments that had radiators.
Mm-hmm.
And it would get so hot in the winter that I would have to like open my windows, and I just loved it. Like I could walk around in my undies 24/7.
It was just like a tropical.
Oh, I would lay in my bed with no blanket. Oh,
not in this weather.
Oh God,
Holly, do we have any other callers?
Yeah, we have Betsy.
Hi, Betsy. Betsy, did you turn the heat on?
Hi. Oh, I'm sorry. I wasn't paying attention. Yes. But we turned on Tuesday night.
My Lord.
Yeah, so you were prepared. That was smart.
I had leggings on. I had knee socks on. I had my winter slippers on. And I had my flannel pajama top with my winter bathrobe. And I was still cold. And I said, good God, I'm too old for this.
Yep.
This is stupid. We're turning the heat on. Well,
I firmly agree.
I didn't leave it on. We turned it off after a bit.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing I want to tell people is, like, you can turn the heat off again. It doesn't have to stay on.
Yeah.
Yeah, just to get the chill out of the air.
I'm with you.
Then I did the same thing last night, but I made something in the oven. So once the oven was on, then the house warmed up nicely. But
I ran the oven last night for a long time. I'm not going to lie. I made crackers.
Yeah, so did I. I made meatloaf. That takes a long time to cook.
That was smart.
But it was just Tuesday night. We didn't use the oven, and I'm just sitting there going, good God almighty, we are
not worth it.
Anyway.
Thank you for your call.
We have enough going on in the world. We can give ourselves a little heat.
Mm-hmm. I don't have an oven right now. So there was no heat source, is my point.
Yeah.
All I had was my blankets and my sunshiny attitude. Holly, do we have any other callers?
Yeah, we have Kelly.
Hi, Kelly.
Kelly.
Hi, Kelly. Kelly, did you turn the heat on last night?
I did. I turned it on Tuesday as well.
Wow.
See?
Now, is this an argument in your house, or is it just like, I'm doing it?
Nope. Here's the deal. I married, and we came to a decision where we both agreed, this is enough. We're in our 60s. We do not have to sit around and freeze be too hot about air conditioning either. Mm-hmm. We used to be like that. And it's like, nope, we're cold. We're turning it on.
See,
we're hot. We're turning the air on. It's just easy. There shouldn't be an argument about it.
I agree with you. And I wish that kind of wisdom didn't have to come with age. I wish that we could all just say,
we've got enough age in our house, and that wisdom has not shown up yet. Mm-hmm. So TikTok.
Thanks for your call.
Hey, trust me. It was in our 50s we came to that.
All right. Okay. We're getting there. We're just around the corner.
Give yourself some time.
Thanks for your call. I never have understood that logic. I've never, if it's cold, you turn the heat on. Like you said, Bradley, you don't have to leave it on. It's not like a sentence.
I'm like, who from the Depression beat this into you? Right? Like where did you get this mindset? I'm speaking to my partner now. Mm-hmm. Where did you get this mindset that like you're doing? Because my whole thing is, like, with the air conditioning and stuff, it's better to just turn it on and go.
Mm-hmm.
And in the long run, that's more efficient
mm-hmm.
than, like, turning it on and turning it off and turning it on and turning it off. Just turn it on. And if it's too hot, the AC will turn it down. If it's, if we need the heat, great, it'll turn on. If we don't, it won't. Fine.
I'm on
your
side.
We don't have kids. We're not paying for school.
But I would like to point this out. At my house, the thing that gets the heat on the first time is not me. It's not me saying I'm cold.
It's the kids.
Yes.
Yeah.
Suddenly it's like, the child is cold.
And I'm not saying this, but I'm trying to compare dogs to children, mm-hmm. but I may have used the dog on occasion.
Yeah, sometimes you got to.
To flip that switch.
Sometimes you got to.
She's home alone all day. Mm-hmm. She needs to stay warm.
She's so cold.
She's covered in fur.
Yeah, but if it works, use it. When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show, we have to take a little trip to a place we call Perv Corner.
Yeah.
This is going to be nasty, you guys. We'll talk about Kevin Spacey after this on My Talk 107.1. I'll tell you who gives us the creeps on the Colleen and Bradley show. My Talk 107.1, streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything Entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer. Who gives us the creeps, Brad?
Oh, a lot of people. But today it's Kevin Spacey.
Ooh, that's nasty.
That's nasty.
Oh, man, I forgot. Whip it out.
That's nasty. No, do not say whip it out in proximity to this story.
Kevin Spacey has been sued for alleged sexual assault on 14-year-old boys in the 1980s.
Ugh.
Yes, that's a story that was a headline from yesterday, and we didn't get a chance to talk about it before the end of the show.
You get all choked up when you talk about it, don't you?
I do. It's just nasty. So on Wednesday, two men sued Kevin Spacey. And to be clear, we haven't talked about Kevin Spacey a lot lately. Actually, we did last week talk about him. Do you remember why?
Because he is apparently either married or engaged. He has a ring on that finger. And he was biking about showing that ring off in London.
Yep.
Good right?
old, jolly old England.
Mm-hmm.
And this week we're talking about him because, as I said, two men have alleged that he, Kevin Spacey, committed sexual battery, quote unquote, against them when they were 14 years old in the 1980s. Now, what's interesting about this, there's many interesting things, but one of the interesting things is that one of the plaintiffs is none other than, ding, 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 Anthony Rapp,
mm-hmm.
a story that we are familiar with, or you should be, and if you're not, the actor, Anthony Rapp, was the first to come forward with allegations against Spacey in October of 2017.
Right.
So now at the time, Anthony related a story wherein Kevin Spacey laid on top of him after a party.
Mm.
Specifically, he says Spacey invited him to a party at his apartment in 1986. While there, Rapp alleges that Spacey grabbed his buttocks, led him onto a bed, and laid on top of him. Rapp states that he was able to flee to a bathroom and later got out of the apartment. So that's the first person that's suing him.
And that story, I mean, we did hear that story a few years ago now. He came forward with that story.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay, 2017. So that story is familiar to us. But the other story is not one that we've heard before.
No, in fact, it says this, and we don't really know much. All we know is that the second plaintiff in this case is identified as CD, not compact disc, presumably the person's initials. The complaint alleges that Spacey met this CD person in 1981 as a student in Spacey's acting class.
Ugh.
The child was 12 at the time.
OMG.
According to the complaint, Spacey met the child again when he was 14 years old and invited the boy to his apartment. There, he alleges that Spacey did some stuff to him of a sexual nature.
Oof.
They
yes.
went on to have sex on several occasions, according to the suit. On their final encounter, Spacey attempted to have sex. The boy said no, but was ultimately able to free himself and flee the apartment. The suit claims that both accusers have suffered, quote, psychological damage because of his abuse. So this is the real deal. So this is the first time, I think, cases of this nature so directly have been brought against Kevin Spacey. You know, there were some other cases that sort of fizzled.
Yeah.
And were not able to continue for a number of reasons.
Yeah.
But this one in particular just seems very direct and to the point.
And one of the cases I think you're talking about was the one that was, we talked about it in great detail, that was the son of a newscaster who was working in the Cape at the time. And Kevin Spacey did some inappropriate stuff with him. And that case got thrown out because it was shown that the mom had deleted some texts, which is unfortunate, right? Because at the time we were like, this seems promising.
Yeah, no, that case was well underway and then it was dismissed because of some other stuff. But mm-hmm. there was also a case, and I had forgotten about, but this article from Variety reminds us that there was a case in L.A., where he was accused of sexually assaulting a massage therapist, but that case was dismissed after, you remember?
No.
The massage therapist died.
Oh, yeah, that's right, in a mysterious car situation.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no, that's a different death.
Okay.
This accuser
died
of natural causes, but there was a woman
yeah.
who accused Kevin Spacey of being a pedophile, who ended up getting run over by a car.
I mean, it's like all from the actual...
Well, it's hard not to draw comparisons to House of Cards.
Exactly.
Yeah. But in this case...
Yeah.
Real victims.
Yeah.
So I'll be interesting to... I'm very curious how this case was allowed to go forward because I don't know enough about... and this article doesn't address, the I think, the obvious question.
The statute of limitations.
Like, is there no statute of limitations?
Well, I thought that there were some changes made in, I don't know, this is what I'm assuming with no information. Haven't there been some changes made in certain jurisdictions?
Yeah.
Statute of limitations.
Yeah, so, I think so, but I don't know about New York specifically, so I'm curious. I mean, clearly they have the right to do this or they would not have been able to file it. So for whatever reason, I'm just surprised that that this is a case that finally came forward. And I really haven't checked on Anthony Rapp because he's usually very vocal about this. Now, clearly he's not going to be very vocal in this moment because it's it's a case, right? It's a lawsuit, so he's not going to start talking about it. But I haven't checked on him lately to see if he has said anything.
Neither have I. But I will say this, and I feel like a broken record, but this happens every time we see somebody who has been accused of multiple events like this, that there's more. I mean, there's no question, right? Like, you know, these are only the voices that have chosen to come forward.
Oh, also there have been several allegations from him, you'll remember, that led to actual investigations in the UK.
So, it actually reminds me a little bit of Courtney Stodden's story with Doug Hutchison.
Okay.
In the sense that it all began in an acting class. Like, that there was something about that relationship that was part of the grooming.
Yeah, well, if you're a predator, what better place to find your prey than, you know, in a captive audience situation.
When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley Show, we've got dumb people doing dumb things. We call them crazy, stupid idiots. We'll tell you about them after this on My Talk 107.1. Dumb people doing dumb things we love to tell you about them on the Colleen and Bradley Show. My Talk 107.1, streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Hi.
And these are your crazy, stupid idiots.
Well, then, I guess one could say that's a crazy, stupid idiot. Yeah. Colleen and Bradley present CSI. It stands for crazy, stupid idiots.
It sure does. Why? Well, because the world is full of crazy, stupid idiots. Dumb people doing dumb things repeatedly, over and over. Oftentimes in the state of Florida.
Florida. Sometimes other places. Like Tennessee. Yep.
Tennessee.
Here's what happened to Cynthia Teeple. 47-year-old Cynthia Teeple,
she Teeple over?
Well, kind of. You can say that she'd had a Teeple or two, and she was high on meth.
Oh.
And they knew she was high on meth and not sober, and she ended up getting busted for public intoxication because of what they found in her mouth.
What?
Yeah.
What was in her mouth?
Teeth?
Nope.
No teeth?
Well, I don't know if she had teeth or not, but I do know that she had a horse's mane in her mouth.
What?
Yeah, I'm serious. She was chewing on a horse's mane. Oh, yeah, and she was topless. So here's what happened. Cops in La Follette, Tennessee, got a call from a person saying that there was a topless woman in their yard chewing on their miniature horse's mane. That woman was, of course, 47-year-old Cynthia Teeple. And when the cops got there, they asked her what she was doing. What, ma'am, what are you doing? She said, the horse's hair is made of Laffy Taffy and Airheads.
What?
Oh.
Yeah, this actually
good stuff.
Was dessert because she'd already feasted on some grass and some dirt from the yard. She was arrested for public intoxication.
Wow. Well, that is one trippy experience.
Exactly. But the topless
so there was
part,
no actual was topless. Horse.
No, there was a horse. It was a the people who called were like, there is a topless lady chewing on our miniature horse's mane.
That is so weird.
Right? And then the cops came and found her just snacking away on that little horse. On that little horse's mane. Yeah, the horse is fine. It was just the mane. She was just like, nah, nah, nah.
God, that poor thing. Poor horse.
Right?
Yeah.
That poor horse was probably like, why is this topless lady?
Or maybe the horse was like, hey, okay. Nay.
You never know. More like, yay.
I mean, depending. I don't know what she looked like. Something tells me she didn't look very appealing.
And I was looking for her mugshot, and I'm coming up empty on that, unfortunately.
Okay.
So there. Ooh, I should look her up on Facebook, though.
You do that.
I'm gonna.
You do that.
I'm gonna.
But I'm gonna tell you about another crazy, stupid idiot.
Cool.
I would like to go across the pound.
Where?
The United Kingdom. You want to go with me?
I guess.
Okay. So I would like to take you to a very important place, Sandhurst. Have you been to Sandhurst?
I've
ever?
Never been to
that's
Sandhurst.
Where the military academy.
Oh, see,
is.
Holly knows things. Mm. The Royal Military College at Sandhurst is a very fancy, official, serious place, right? The Royal Military College was founded in 1801. It was established in 1802. I don't know what the difference between founding and establishment is, but it's been there a long ass time. Mm-hmm. Some would say 219 years.
Some would say that.
Or 18, depending
on your math.
Founding or establishment. Mm-hmm. I don't know, again, what the difference is. So this is a very serious place where serious business happens. I mean, the Queen sees the troops on parade at Sandringham, mm-hmm. right? Well, that is not usually a place where there's a lot of fun and happy times happening, right? Again, serious business.
Right.
Except this is crazy, stupid, idiot. So something crazy, stupid, and idiotic happened at Sandhurst.
Okay.
And in fact, it led to some army top brass being mucho furioso, very furious.
That means very furious.
Yes, I doubt that that's actually what it means. But they were actually furious because of some pranksters.
Okay.
That actually did something that'll change your life forever. They did something in front of 200 cadets, including three sheiks and a prince.
Ooh.
Or sheiks and a prince. They did it in front of the defense secretary, Ben Wallace, who was standing in for the queen herself. There was a army veteran.
What did they do?
Well, thank you for asking. So apparently, somebody noticed one day that just above the clock tower, there was something unusual. And they were like, what is that? So they inspecticated, they got all up in it, walked up to the top of the clock tower, and were like, what is that thing? It is a 2 foot long wiener.
Wow. That is a wiener.
Yeah, a big ass, 2 foot long, concrete tallywhacker.
Concrete?
Yes. Made out of concrete.
It's not a real one.
No, not a real one.
Thank you for clarifying.
Oh, did you think there was like a... No, it's a big, fat, giant clay... Not concrete, sorry. It was made out of clay. Wiener that somebody put on top of the clock tower. And what's hilarious about it is it blends in with everything around it. But these pranksters were able to leave this wiener up there for weeks.
Oh my
nobody
gosh.
Noticed. There were all of the... Nobody noticed. Somebody noticed. That penis is nudist. So nobody noticed the wee-wee that was atop the clock tower, or some would say, tower, for 2 weeks.
Drop the L.
Somebody, like, it, again, all these, you know, fancy pants people were standing there at full attention.
Yeah, they were. and so was it.
Now, a source said it must have been really hard to get it up.
Hey.
They also went on to say, I don't think it's the first time a burr has come out of Sandhurst.
Cute.
Oh, I like that. Where'd you get that? Anyway, they did notice the giant wiener, and it was promptly removed. The college apparently has a long history of leavers dares.
Mm.
What is that?
What?
Our leaver, is that like a... Is that like a euphemism for wiener?
It says the college has a long history of leavers dares.
Must be graduation pranks.
Carried out on the eve of the Sovereign's Parade.
Yeah, so...
In one prank, a soldier scattered more than 200 garden gnomes around the college grounds, which were still being found decades later.
Well, that's kind of cute.
I mean, I actually think the wiener's kind of funny.
I think what I find delightful about the wiener in this story...
Do tell.
...is that it just stood there in broad daylight.
Just under
the nose of all of these, you know, fancy pants Brits.
And they were never the wiser.
They didn't catch a whiff of that thing.
Mm-mm. They pulled it off. All right. For our next story, we are going to North Carolina. This actually happened way back in July. I'm not entirely sure why we're talking about it now, but we don't know the name of the perpetrator here.
Okay.
In fact, he's still on the run. They still haven't caught up with him. But Michael Bumpers from Charlotte, North Carolina, was at the gas station, and he went up. Oh, wait, no. Actually, we do know the guy. The guy's name is Michael Bumpers. He's still on the run, though. They just haven't caught up with him.
Okay.
He went up to somebody who was filling up at a gas station and asked if they had a car jack. And the person said no.
Oh, God, that would be scary.
Right? Except for he just wanted to borrow the car jack.
Like, yeah, but if I hear the word car jack...
You're thinking something else. Yeah. Well, the person said they didn't have one, and Michael got angry. He got super angry, and he got so angry, he did something that was real dangerous at a gas station.
Ooh, did he take out his...
No. Mm-mm. Oh. No, not that kind of danger. He lit something on fire.
Oh.
He lit the guy's car on fire.
Oh, no, no, no.
Yeah, no, we don't do that.
No.
But what makes him a crazy, stupid idiot is that in doing so, he also set himself on fire.
Of course.
And he ran away from the scene, but there is video of him running away with his pant leg on fire. Yeah. Okay. So he must have gotten far enough away that he could stop, drop, and roll, and then he kept rolling because they can't find him.
And I just say, I don't think the stop, drop, and roll thing really worked that well because, like, do people do that?
I don't know. Also, can we talk about the most, to me, interesting piece of stop, drop, and roll? We all know stop, drop, and roll. We all learned it in school. Did you practice it in school? Well, we practiced
yes,
it in school.
Yes, of course, but which also begs the question, was there a problem with people, like, on fire?
That's what I'm saying. It's like... Never once have I found myself in a situation... Oh, no, that's not true.
I've been on fire too. I neither stop nor drop nor roll.
I didn't do it either. Because when you're in the moment, you don't think to do it. I was at a wedding and we were taking a picture and there were candles all over the ground at the wedding and in hurricanes. But I was sitting on the side of a bench.
I remember the story.
And my dress dropped into it and then ignited in flames.
No.
And everybody was like, that girl is on fire.
No, they didn't.
They did that afterwards. But in the moment, I was like, I picked up, because when you're in shock and you are...
You just start flailing.
I started flailing. I picked my skirt up and I started giving it oxygen and waving it around, and everybody was like, stop, drop, and roll. And luckily,
and you don't hear anything.
Nothing. One of my friends is a firefighter and he launched at me and patted it out. I mean, it could have been really the biggest disaster. I mean, he's married to my friend. Oh. So yeah.
But was he wearing a fireman's outfit?
No, he was wearing a suit because we were at a wedding.
Oh.
But what's interesting about that is the worst, I mean, the most embarrassing thing that would have happened is my dress would have just disintegrated and I would have been naked.
That would have been hilarious.
When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show, we're going to play a little game. That game is called the Throwback Live. We'll do that after this on My Talk 107.1.